We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. Best. Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I am your host, Tori DeSimone, and today's episode is so exciting because I have a guest on today's episode. So we will get into that in a little bit, but today's episode is all about manifestation, and I brought on one of my best friends, Natalie Curry. Natalie is so amazing, and we will get into her story and everything that Natalie is because she is such an interesting soul, and I think you guys are going to love her. But I really wanted to get in how to manifest crash course, boot camp of manifestation, whatever you want to call this. I just really wanted to get into this episode with Natalie. She is amazing at manifesting. She's one of the most influential people in my life. And I'm just really, really lucky to have her as a friend. And when I asked her to be on the episode this week, she said yes without any hesitation. And it was just, it's amazing. So you guys are going to love what she says. I think you guys are going to love the episode. It's an interview done over Zoom. So the audio is going to sound a little off in the beginning, but you'll get used to it. That's pretty much how the podcast world is right now. It's a lot of Zoom interviews, but Natalie really is such a special soul. So I'm really happy to have her on the podcast. So we will get to Natalie in a little bit. But first I just wanted to do three things I'm grateful for, three things I'm manifesting, and my question for this week. Before I jump into that, I just want to say, I hope you guys are staying safe. I hope you guys are staying healthy. And I hope you guys are staying positive. I know that this is a super weird time. And just remember that this is not permanent. This is temporary and this will not last forever. And we will be back on our feet very soon. So I know it's easy to be sad during this time and it's easy to get in a funk during this time, but I just encourage you to stay positive. Remember that it's not forever and you will be totally fine at the end of it and you'll come out on top. So yeah, let's get into three things I'm grateful for, manifestations, and my question for this week. I pulled my question from the Facebook group, which is Manifest with Tori DeSimone, if you guys want to go head on over to Facebook and join that. So yeah, let's just get into it. Number one, what am I grateful for? The first thing that I'm grateful for is that Sea Isle is still being built and it's underway. If you guys don't know, I am an owner of a spin studio called Stride, and I just announced that we are opening our second location in Sea Isle City, New Jersey, and I'm so excited. Sea Isle is a beach town in South Jersey, and luckily the construction there is still happening. It's still going on. It's still, you know, trucking along. I'm really, really grateful for that. I know that there's been a lot of talk about whether it has to stop or whether it can continue. And I'm just really grateful that CIL has been approved to keep on going. So that's really amazing. And I'm very, very grateful for that. And I'm hopeful that we can still open Memorial Day weekend and have a wonderful summer together. So I'm super grateful for that. Another thing that I'm really grateful for is the amazing weather that Pennsylvania, at least Philly, has been having. Weather plays a huge effect on my mood during this. So any day that there is a sunny day, I just wake up so extremely happy. Like, I'll open up my blinds and I see the sun and I'm just, you know, I take a deep breath and I'm just so grateful. And it completely changes my mood and just, you know, reminds me that everything's okay, and that the sun will rise another day. So I'm just really grateful for the amazing weather. And the third thing that I'm super grateful for is Stride. It's been keeping me so sane to have a studio to go to work out, to have a community of people that are still here for us no matter what. Like, even though we haven't been in the studio for over a month now, I still text clients all day, every day. I text my staff all day, every day. Like, it's so amazing to really have a community of people that go beyond just beyond working out and just beyond a spin class and just beyond a bar class. Like, it's really amazing to have such a strong community and such a strong family of people that want to continue to support the studio. You guys, even if you don't come to this physical studio, so many of you guys have been purchasing merch, which has been so kind. It's so amazing to see. If you are interested, we do sell merch and we do ship it out. So if anyone wants to buy Stride merch, we have really cute stuff coming in probably next week. So if you guys want to follow my Instagram and Stride's Instagram, that is where you guys can see that merch has been dropped for Stride. So it's really, really cute stuff that's coming and I'm really excited about it. Huge sweatshirts, a really cute white camo cropped windbreaker. It's literally the cutest thing. So anyway, side note, but I'm really, really grateful for Stride and I'm really grateful that I just have a community that sticks by us literally no matter what. All right, let's get on to manifestations. So the first thing that I'm manifesting is health for everyone. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to be manifesting this for quite some time. So the way that you can manifest this, and we'll get into that in today's episode as well, but the way that you can manifest health is by telling yourself, I am healthy. You know, I am healthy. I am safe. I am recovering. I am recovered. I'm healthy. Saying those affirmations every day just brings me a lot of peace. I'll be the first to say that I'm super anxious during this time. It's very easy to get wrapped up in fear, especially when you look at the news and headlines and Instagram. Like, it's very, very easy to be really wrapped up in all that's going on. And it's easy to get caught up in that. So when I remove myself from that fear, I remove myself from my anxiety. I pop out of my thoughts and I find myself just being a lot more level-headed and sane and mentally better by telling myself I am healthy. And just that one affirmation, that one manifestation really does change everything. So I am healthy. My parents are healthy. My grandma is healthy. My staff is healthy. My friends are healthy. Everybody in my life is healthy. And the thing is, you have to believe that. We'll get into that in the episode as well. But I'm really manifesting health for myself, health for everybody, health for the country, for the world. I am healthy. You are healthy. We are all healthy. The second thing that I'm manifesting is a strong comeback, reminding myself that this is not lasting forever and we are in recovery. We are recovering quickly and forcefully. We are recovering with power. We are recovering with financial growth. We are recovering, you know, so just ferociously and strong from this. So having the grit to keep going and just reminding myself that this isn't lasting forever. This is temporary and that the comeback is always stronger than the setback. And Stride's going to come out on top of this. The economy is going to come out on top of this. You know, it's very scary to think of like what could be happening, but I truly am manifesting that the economy is going to thrive after this, that people's jobs are going to thrive after this. I'm really, really manifesting a strong comeback, not just for Stride, not just for myself, but for everybody involved. I think this is a really great time where so many people are going to feel motivated at the end of this, where they're going to be inspired to get their life together. They're going to be inspired to just make their life something so special that they've wanted for so long. So this is a great time to have such a strong comeback. And the third thing that I am manifesting is mental health. So many people, when I asked on my Instagram what episode you guys wanted to see this week, I got a ton of messages about mental health. And I'm going to be doing an episode about that during quarantine and also just about, you know, how to stay mentally healthy in life after quarantine too. Mental health is super, super important. And, you know, just because I try my best to stay positive doesn't mean I struggle too. We all have struggles, but manifesting helps me get out of it, which is another reason why I'm sharing this today. So a lot of today's episode can be geared towards mental health, but I just keep affirming myself that I am mentally healthy. I am happy. I am positive. I am grateful. I am appreciative of what's going on. I am open to the new opportunities that this quarantine is telling me, and that it's showing me. And just trusting that this is happening for a reason. Maybe this is the universe saying we all need a reset. Maybe this is us. Maybe it's the universe telling you, you know, you've always wanted time to do this one project. Here's your time. If you're not going to take advantage of it, what's that really saying about you? If you are taking advantage of it, what does that say about you? Things like that. So I am mentally healthy, and that's just something that I keep manifesting and telling myself. The question that so many of you guys have been asking me, which it's really sweet that you guys care. The question for this week is, has your TED Talk been rescheduled? So if you guys didn't know, I got asked to do a TED Talk at Drew University in New Jersey, which is so humbling. So the answer is yes, the TED Talk has been rescheduled. It was supposed to be March 28th of 2020, but it's now moved to October of 2020. So as soon as I know information and dates about that, I'll let you guys know. I know a ton of you guys got tickets to that, which is so kind, and I'm so excited to meet you guys. So yeah, I'll let you guys know when. I think if you buy the tickets early, they're like $10, and that's at Drew University in Madison, New Jersey. So if you guys are interested, I will let you guys know the dates once that is confirmed. Not yet to be confirmed, but when it is, I'll let you guys know. But I'm really, really excited for the TED Talk. Part of me is actually very grateful that it did get rescheduled, because I want to make sure my TED Talk is so solid, and I loved my idea and I loved what my topic was going to be about, but I felt like I was rushing my speech a little bit too much. So I'm actually taking this time to really write down the speech and really tell a good story that has grit to it and that has integrity to it and that can help you guys. So I'm really grateful for this time to be rewriting that TED Talk and deliver an amazing TED Talk in October. Quick side note before I get into this. Okay, so I'm going to tell a story real quick. I'm on Hinge because I'm super bored and, you know, I'm dating. So not in person, don't worry, everybody. But I mean, I guess I'm dating because I'm like single, but I'm not actively dating anybody. So I guess I'm like out there. I'm like exploring my fish in the sea options. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, I'm on Hinge. One of the things that's so embarrassing that I said that. Is that embarrassing? No. I think online dating is going to be super normalized. Normalized, is that even a word? I think it's going to be super normal just because everyone's bored right now in quarantine, and it's like a good way to meet people. So if you're bored, download like Hinge or something. Anyway, what I'm saying is on Hinge, there's prompts that you can do for your photos. So there's like captions that you can make them. It's like selfie number 503 or like found on my mom's fridge and stuff like that. One of the prompts is thank you for coming to my TED Talk. And okay, this sounds so lame, but one thing that I'm like, so I have like a headshot for my TED Talk, and I had that on my Hinge for a while, and I didn't make the caption like welcome to my TED Talk because I don't think people would make the correlation. But what's going to be so funny is if like I get a photo of myself like on the TED Circle stage, and then I put that on my Hinge, and then I make the caption welcome to my TED Talk, but it's actually me at a TED Talk. Isn't that like funny? I think that's funny. No one else is gonna laugh with me. It's like that one TikTok where it's like, ha ha, laugh, it's funny. That's literally me all the time. I send TikToks to my friends and then they don't think they're funny, and I'm like, I send that TikTok right after, I'm like, ha ha, laugh, it's funny. Anyway, that's me just talking for the first time today, and you guys are on the receiving end of it. So anyway, all right, very exciting news before we jump into this episode with Natalie. I have sponsors for today's episode. So let's jump into the ads super quick, and then we will get on to my topic with Natalie. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Bond Charge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, sterilite therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I've been using Indeed for years, and one of the things that I love the most about it is that it just makes hiring really easy. So all I have to do is post a job description, and the candidates that match exactly what I'm looking for get sent right to me. So I don't have to filter through anyone that's like unqualified or anyone that isn't exactly what I'm looking for. Like I get exactly what I'm looking for, and then the hard part actually becomes hiring the best person because everyone is almost overqualified for the job. So I really love it. I get to leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. So the Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Natalie, welcome to Manifest with Tori DeSimone. Hey, Nat.
Hey, guys.
You're so cute.
I'm so happy to be here. So happy.
So happy to have you. Natalie is one of my best friends, as I mentioned in the intro. She's so cute. She's sitting outside right now. I wish you guys could see it.
Oh my God. Love you.
Love you. Natalie and I have known each other for so long now.
Yeah, definitely since I think 11th grade. So how long has it been?
5 years since 11th grade.
6 years, five
yeah,
years?
Yeah, five or six. We got really close after we graduated.
Yeah, senior week. Definitely was the turning point in our relationship where we just like connected.
Senior week was like the best week ever, dude. We had so much fun. Natalie and I shared a room. Oh my God. There are so many like stories just flashing back.
I know. The pictures, the memories.
Oh my God. Do you remember that one video where like there was that really weird noise in the video?
Yes,
dude.
Yes, with like the the door.
Yeah.
I definitely came across that the other day. Oh my God.
We have the best memes. So yeah, Natalie and I have known each other for a really long time. We definitely got super close after we graduated high school, but we were good friends throughout high school too. So Natalie's story is super, super interesting and her path to manifestation is really unique and cool. So Nat, whenever you want, I'd love for you to share like your whole story.
Okay. I'll start from the beginning. When I was a sophomore in college, everything was going great, you know? Life could not have been better. Everyone was living so carefree and everything was just happening one after another. You know, one of my best friends, Kat, she doesn't go to school, but she's very hardworking. And she told me in January of 2018 that she was going to Maui, and I was like, that's so cool, I want to do that, I want to go with you. And she was like, okay, you know, I mean, doors are open. And basically what we did was she did everything and she found a farm that we worked on. So it was a work exchange where you would work a certain amount of hours each week, and in exchange for your work, you would get a free place to stay. So we left. I left a day after my finals of sophomore year, got there and had no expectations. I didn't do any research. I just knew it was the right thing to do. Like, in my intuition was telling me, but at the time, I didn't know it was my intuition. It was more of a calling, I guess. And when I got there, I was like, holy shit, I'm never leaving. This is like, this is it. This is what life is supposed to be like living off the land. It was like a culture shock, basically. And I've never experienced that. Like, growing up in Philadelphia was like the only life that I've ever known. And, I was only supposed to stay for a month and I ended up staying for like the whole summer. And I ended up meeting a really important person in my life like 2 weeks before I was supposed to leave. And yeah, I don't know. The girl, we went with another one of our friends too, but she left the time that we were supposed to leave. So after a month, and then Kat and I stayed for the whole summer. And like, after I met Creed, I went back. And like, one thing just led to another. And then, yeah, I don't know. We kind of like reconnected where I came home for a month, and then I like followed my intuition, didn't go back to school, went back to Maui, like just dropped everything, like changed my life basically. And like, here we are. And like, so much has happened in between Hawaii and like the past year and a half, where like I've just grown so much, and like you have too. And like, yeah, I think everyone has, in a way. Like, we're all just growing up. It's so crazy. It's so weird how life how life happens.
Yeah. So what was really cool was that you were in college and the program, I'm sure, yeah, I'm going to get questions about the program. It's called WOOF, right?
Yeah. WWOOF.
Work on our farms.
Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms.
Yeah. So I'm sure I'm going to get questions. So that's what it's called. If anyone wants to do it. So What was cool is that you were at college, a college that it's pretty local, like a lot of kids around here go. And then you left, went to Maui, met like really awesome people, came home, and you came back here, and that's when you dropped out of school. You dropped out of college and then moved back to Maui with, was Kat there when you moved back?
No, I just went back alone.
Got it. So you went back alone. And then what'd you do the second time? Were you vanning?
Yeah. So when I went back, we didn't have a plan other than
it was you and
Creed. With each other. Yeah.
And you met him in Maui.
Yeah. Yeah. He was the quote important person that I met 2 weeks before I left. So when we went back, I think this is like when manifesting, you know, really happens so quickly, because there everything is like alive, and it's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but like I heard one of my friends say that in the city it's like chipping at a wall, like trying to manifest things, because like it just doesn't come as naturally as like being on an island where if you want something, like an hour later it will come to you. Like it just happens. Like it's magic. And when we went back, we didn't have a plan. We ended up finding a van to live in for the month that we were there. And we were just like working I was working 9 to 5. And then like on the weekends, we would just go and explore. And it was great because we had like an amazing group of community that we would spend every single day with. And it was just such a beautiful like thing to be a part of.
And then after Maui, you stayed there for a month. And then where did you go?
Creed is from Utah. And he was like, hey, I want to teach you how to ski for the winter. And we ended up flying to Utah. My mom was in Maui, and like we left a day before she left. It was really funny. And so we got
I love that you call that funny.
No, I look back, it was definitely not funny like when it was happening, but you look back on it and you
laugh.
So we got to Utah, didn't have a plan once again. And then like, I remember we were sitting in Creed's car, like we were grocery shopping or something, and he gets a call from like some lady, and she's like, hey. I have this opportunity for you and your girlfriend if you wanna take it. It's basically like you being property managers on a ranch, and you would be getting paid $500 to stay there every month, and you just have to like live in the guest house and like feed the goats and like do some other like projects. And we were like, what? Like, that's dope. Like, we have to do it. Ended up coming home a few times, and then like I officially moved. We ended up like leaving the ranch in July, so in the summer, like after ski season ended. And I ended up coming back to Philadelphia, was going to go back to school. Once again, did not. And I've just been kind of like chilling, ever figuring out. I've just like been living in the moment and like really being present.
Yeah. No, I wanted you to tell your story because it's super, super cool. And your story has led you to this awesome track of manifestation and spirituality. And that's where I really want to start to dive into that. You said that when you went back to Maui the second time is really when it started kicking in for you. And I also want to say that, like, when I went to Maui for a week, it totally changed my life. And like, I say it to you all the time. I say it to everybody all the time. Like, there really is something so different there. Yeah. Like, you just feel so grounded and whole. Like, I've never felt that whole in my whole life. Like, so free.
Right. And I think it's also like the type of people that we are, because you can go there and like, you can just like have a vacation. But like, for you and I, it was an experience that like molded us a little bit.
Yeah. It just like, it really like opened my eyes that like all I need, I mean, I'm taking this from like a health perspective, but like all I need are like the fruits and vegetables that you can get at a mm-hmm. farmer's market. Like
right.
if I have like the air, the fresh air from the ocean, and you know, I get to look out and see the other islands, like that's all I need. Like I was so just happy.
And it's like the simplicities.
Yeah. It's just so simple. Right. Like you drive along the highway and it's along the ocean and you see people on hammocks and they're barefoot and they're just in like,
and you're like the happiest you've ever been.
Oh my God, the happiest. Like it's just the best. So when you went back to Maui the second time, what changed for you and how did that start your manifestation?
What changed for me was that I was finally doing something that like wasn't what my parents wanted me to do, and it was like what I wanted to do. Because up until that point, like, I don't know, I just took like this risk that it felt so like I couldn't like picture my life or me doing something another way. And it opened me up to like a whole new perspective of life where like, I don't know, it's like there's so much more that's like out there than what we have always known.
Yeah.
You know, and totally. It was so empowering.
What was like the feeling that you felt? Because some people explain like, oh, like, you know, I looked into the sky and I felt like the sky was absorbing me and I could breathe. Like some people say that that's how their manifestation yeah. begins. Others say that, you know, they had an out of body experience and that's how their journey began. Like, did you have one event that started it all for you? Was it a conversation that you had? Was it an experience?
Yeah, definitely conversations and books, like talking to people. One of my like dearest friends, his name's Tyler. He was the first person or like one of the first people that I met when I came to Maui, and his perspective was like, him and Creed both just kind of like, they were like, you realize that you don't have to like follow this path that you were like set out to have. You can do things a different way. And their mindset like just really made me question myself. And I've never questioned myself before. And it's so good to question yourself, because if you don't, then you're just going to stay in like this same pattern. So it's really important to like ask yourself, is what I'm doing for me or is it for another person? And just to like have that clarity, whether it is for whatever reason, to know is so key in my eyes.
Yeah. Did you have, I mean, I remember some of my very first interactions with manifestation and trusting the universe was when I was probably a senior in high school. And my one friend, Rachel, was like, hey, you should really watch the movie The Secret. And that's when it totally changed my life. No, that was 10th grade. It was like the law of attraction and, you know, what you think becomes your reality. That was like my first time ever even realizing that that was like a thing. I thought it was all mumbo jumbo. I thought it was like a religion, and I'm not a very religious person. So I was like, I don't really know what this is, but that was like the first time that I was introduced to it. And since then, I've really believed that, you know, your thoughts become your reality. What you think is what you put into, what you think is what you put in front of you.
Yeah.
So on and so forth. So since watching that, there's, you know, podcasts that you can listen to, there's books, there's movies that you can watch. What books, because I know that you have a lot of great books, what books would you recommend to someone that's beginning? They don't know what manifestation is, they want to implement it in their day-to-day life, and they don't know how, or they want to just grow their spirituality. They have an idea of what it is, but they're like, okay, how can I take this to day-to-day? So like, what books or content, YouTubers, podcasts, anything that people can listen to, read, get knowledge of?
Okay. I would say the law of attraction and the four agreements are super important. And Ram Dass. I've just started listening to Ram Dass, but he, and I know he just passed away, but he, like, his knowledge, his, like, the things that he says are so important, I feel, to just like if you have anxiety or something, like, listen to Ram Dass, because like he will just show you that like it doesn't matter, like it really like does not matter. And the four agreements I actually gave to my dad to read, because like he's been on his spiritual path, and like that was the book that I read that in Maui, and it's so simple that like you can do it every day of your life. So I think like the law of attraction, the four agreements, and Ram Dass.
What about The Alchemist?
Yeah, The Alchemist is super good too. I forgot about The Alchemist.
And that one's so funny, because we had to read that in school, and I remember I was like, this is gross. And I remember for someone's birthday, for your birthday, Mickey got you The Alchemist. And I remember I was like, whoa, like we had to read that in school.
Wait. We read that in school.
Well, we were supposed to. Maybe you didn't.
I don't know. I read it because Kat gave it to me. I didn't read it in school, but that's super awesome. Like,
yeah,
it has so much like wisdom.
Yeah.
Like small messages.
And it's an easy read. Like
it's so easy. Yeah.
Quarantine, I definitely recommend taking a listen to it. I'm on Mark Hyman's podcast, The Doctor's Pharmacy, and I'm trying to find this one.
Episode. Wait, Mark Harmon is awesome.
You love him. You were the one that told me to listen to him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm trying to find this one episode. Oh, I think this is it. No, that's not it. Where is it? Oh, this one. Okay. How can you wake up to your highest intelligence with Deepak Chopra? Deepak really is one of the people that has opened up my eyes so much.
Yeah.
Like, I want, if you guys are listening to this podcast after this, go listen to The Doctor's Pharmacy with Mark Hyman. Listen to the episode, How Can You Wake Up to Your Highest Intelligence with Deepak Chopra.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
I haven't listened to that one, but I've heard great things.
He's insane.
And I've
listened to him on a couple of other podcasts. He's also on the Netflix documentary Heal. He's really, really, really crazy. So, he's crazy in like a way that like you just get so open. Like you get open to your higher self. You get open to ego. I think another really great book to read is A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle.
The Power of Now.
Yes. Yes.
Have you read that?
I have.
Okay.
All of these books, podcasts, they all talk about how we view ourselves as, I've talked about this in other podcasts too, how we view ourselves as our ego when really we are our higher self. You know, we identify with I, me, but who is I? Who am I? And in A New Earth, Eckhart was saying how he was like, I wanted to kill myself. And then he was like, who is I and who is myself? And why are they fighting with one another? Are they two different people? And
then
who do I really identify with? And what is it that I don't like? Is it my thoughts or is it my higher self? Is it like a purpose? Is it, you know, what is telling me to have these thoughts? Like, can I pop out of it? Like, it just really, really eye-opening stuff that completely shifts how you think.
Yeah.
And starts a conversation within yourself of manifestation. Once you have that conversation started within yourself, I think that's when you can start to implement it daily. And I think the way to start is by changing your thoughts, right?
Would you? Yeah. No, definitely. Because once you can recognize that, like, your ego, like what your ego is, then you can recognize all of the thoughts that are like in your mind. And then you realize that you're constantly manifesting.
Constantly.
Always.
Always. It's always something that you're literally doing 24/7. Like me just sitting here, you know, I'm sitting like recording this podcast with Natalie. I'm a little hungry, to be honest. If I were to saying to myself like, oh, I'm hungry, my ego is identifying with a feeling that my body has. Like that right there is a manifestation in of itself, which is like crazy to think about, but it is.
Yeah.
Like everything that you think becomes your reality. If I told myself that I'm completely satisfied and satiated, I wouldn't have the urge to go, you know, make breakfast right now.
And you can also identify like your mind and your body, and like how you're not your mind and you're not your body, if you choose to look at it as like a spiritual perspective.
Another really great way to get started, besides documentaries and movies and podcasts and books, is yoga. I would say yoga is a great stepping stone into it, because it's a very gentle step into spirituality and manifestation.
Like connecting with your body.
Yes. Because
you feel parts of you that you didn't even know really, you didn't pay attention to before. It's really, that is one solid thing. Like that and like meditation are two things that like you can just like transcend yourself through doing nothing, basically. Just
totally.
Like being, like sitting with yourself.
Let's talk meditation. So yoga for me, I remember some of my first yoga classes when the instructor would say, you know, breathe in and then breathe out. And I was just breathing normally. And then you would hear people in the room that were like,
right. Yes.
And I'm like, whoa, what the hell? And like, that was like crazy to me. Cause I'm like, man, like they're really doing the damn thing. Like they're fucking breathing.
Right.
That was when like, the practice of yoga to me was like, okay, this is more than just a workout. It's actually meant to be a mind, body, soul
experience.
Exactly. And that I think brings a lot of people into the realm of meditation. So meditation is something that I think is really hard for a lot of people, myself included, but it's really,
it's
really
so powerful.
So powerful.
Like even like today, I was just looking up and looking at the sun, basically, which if you've never done, you should. It's so scary at first because you're like, oh my God, the sun, it'll blind me. But like, wow, do it and just let it be. And I was like meditating and I didn't even know it, because I was like, even when you fall asleep and you simply just like pay attention to how you're breathing. First of all, if you have any type of like stress or anxiety about anything and you just breathe, all will be forgiven. And it's like, it's so powerful. Like, and anyone can do it. Like it's accessible to anyone. Like just by your breath, like you can conquer all of your feelings or emotions or like weird headspace. It's so, so good for you to like consciously breathe in and out always.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people think that meditation is when your thoughts just disappear. And, you know, when they begin to meditate, they think, I'm still thinking, I'm really bad at this. Meditation isn't letting your thoughts dissolve. It's allowing your thoughts to pass by and you not acknowledge them. It's almost as, like I heard this one metaphor one time and it stuck with me so much. It's almost as if you're in the middle of a desert. And behind you and in front of you, you're surrounded by mountains. Like picture yourself in Arizona and you're surrounded by mountains.
Yeah.
And you sit down on a lawn chair just on the side of the road, right? Mm-hmm. And you have these big Greyhound buses just passing you back and forth on the road in front of you. The buses are your thoughts, but you in this big empty space in the middle of a desert with mountains, you know,
you're
around
just watching
you,
it go by, but you're not like connecting.
Watching it.
You're
absolutely
not like identifying with your thoughts.
It's
because your thoughts like aren't you.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. It's not the absence of thoughts. It's you not giving power to your thoughts. That's what the practice of meditation is. That along with learning to control your breath, to find a home base in your breath, to find stability in yourself. It's such an easy way to calm down.
Your nervous system. And I love it because once you're aware of just like your simple like breath, you become aware of everything around you in a way, because you're not reacting to a situation, you're just like acting towards it, and you're able to like consciously like answer a question, but you're not like reacting like out of a way. It's like when you wake up in the morning and like if you go on your phone like straight first thing in the morning, like you're in like this reactive state of like, oh, I have to like do this, but like you cannot just like sit with yourself. But if you're able to just like wake up, take a few deep breaths, it changes everything about your life.
And what you learn in meditation can be applied in any time of day, all day for you. Like for example, when I meditate and a thought comes through my mind, the natural thing to do is give power to that thought. What meditation is taking the power and flexing that muscle in your brain of, okay, I'm experiencing a thought. Let me pop out of it and just observe it. That popping out motion is flexing the muscle that you're practicing in meditation. Okay. Once you're out of meditation and like, let's say, for example, right now with everything going on, I find myself being super, super anxious. If I find myself in the middle of an anxious moment, because I learned how to do this in meditation, I'm able to recognize that my mind and thoughts are just taking over and I'm popping out of my thoughts. I'm popping out of the power that I'm giving my thoughts. Now, in that moment, I'm not actively meditating, but I'm using what I've learned in meditation to help me in this very moment.
Yeah.
You know, and it's taking that practice with you wherever you go. And meditation is so powerful. It sets your intentions for the day. You don't need, you know, you can meditate in the middle of the New York subway. It's about
Meditate anywhere. Yeah, it really is about breathing. That's something that I'm still learning to do, because I'll find myself in social situations where I get anxiety, but then I have to remember I'm not even breathing. Like, why am I anxious? It's because like you're just like paying attention to the chatter in your mind. But if you can just breathe and like calm down, you're gonna be okay. And you can meditate anywhere, any time of the day. Like, life can be your meditation if that's what you want it to be, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess like a good morning routine to implement manifestation into your life to start right away is to wake up. I want to get into journaling in a second, Nat. So I want to, like, what I would recommend is like you wake up and you meditate first thing in the morning. You know, you go to the bathroom, brush your teeth, put in your contacts, whatever you got to do. Come back. I like to meditate in my bed. It's super comfortable. And I'm just in a relaxed
state there.
Yeah, it's easy.
Very easy. First thing, like when you wake up in the morning, you open your eyes, just like take some deep breaths and like feel every part of your body and just become aware of what you feel and how you can either like ask yourself, like, who do I want to be today? Just like a simple question to like get your intention for the day going. Like before you even leave your bed, like it's game changer.
Totally.
For me.
Like setting intentions for yourself, telling yourself affirmations. Your first thought is your most important one of the whole day. Like when you wake up to actively think like, I'm going to have a great day today, just sets you off on the best path for the whole day.
Absolutely.
You know, so waking up
because
and doing meditation.
Because you can come back to that thought and you can just remember when you woke up in the morning, like, I told myself I'm going to have a positive day. And then it plants seeds each day, because it's not going to happen overnight. Like, your problems are not going to be fixed. It definitely takes time. And like, for some people, it's faster than others, for sure. But I think it's about like the small implementations that you put into your day-to-day life, like smallest things that change.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? And meditation doesn't have to be long. It can be 5 minutes. It can be 10 minutes. It doesn't have to be long. You know, there's people that have been doing it for years and years and years, and they can sit in silence for 60 minutes and meditate. That's amazing.
Yeah.
But when you're starting off, you don't have to do that. The Calm app is really, really great at offering guided meditations. Spotify also has a ton of free guided meditations. YouTube does. There's tons of ways to go about meditation.
It's very accessible. Like in today's age, I think it's easier now than it ever has been before. Totally.
Let's get into journaling. Do you journal?
I do. I definitely don't do it every day, but I like to remember things and I like to write things down and like read back a year later and be like, wow, that's how I was feeling that day. I love it.
What do you write in your journal? Do you write like what happened that day? Do you have writing prompts? Do you talk about things you're grateful for? Is it just what's on your mind?
It depends on the day. Like some days I'll just write poetry and just whatever comes out, I'll write down. Other times I'll like specifically write down what happened that day if I want to remember it. And other days it'll be like intentions that I want to set for the day or the week or the month.
Anything. Journaling is so important because I think it offers time to self-reflect in ways that you wouldn't normally. Like there's something about writing your thoughts down that allows you to recognize your thoughts and then act accordingly on them. Whether that's, you know, letting them be on the paper and that's where they now live and they're no longer in your brain and you can declutter that from your mental capacity, or whether it's, you know, you see this thought and you're going to make a change on it. Maybe you realize something after you write it down. I think to implement manifestation in a day-to-day life, the best way to go about it with journaling is to wake up, meditate, and then write down immediately three things that you're grateful for that day. Oh, I'm grateful that the sun is shining. I'm grateful that I woke up today. I'm grateful that I have my breath. I'm grateful that I, you know, that my fingertips have that buzzing feeling because that reminds me that I'm alive and that I'm breathing and that I'm a human. You know, just those little things to be grateful for. And then at the end of the day, to also reflect on three things that were great that day that happened. I read this book one time where this one guy said that when he came home from work, whenever he saw his wife, the first thing out of his mouth was something great that happened at work. Whether he had the shittiest day or anything, he set that aside. And the first thing that he always said was, you know, this was great at work and this happened today or something like that, you know. Just little things to reflect on being grateful helps so much on leading a positive life.
Yeah.
That makes your thoughts become your reality.
And that's like another thing is I'm super careful about what I like take in now, whether it's like what I watch and what I listen to and like who I surround myself with, because it can get dark and like, if you're not careful and like super aware, it doesn't take much to like it's just important to, I'm trying to like think of how to word this, just surround yourself and like be mindful of the life that you're living and like how you want to live your life positively.
You know? You're a product of your environment, what you eat, what you consume.
Virtually, it all is connected.
Who you surround yourself with, all what you listen to, everything.
Yeah, and it plants seeds in your mind for how you're going to live your life, basically.
Totally. Yeah, I think those are great ways to implement manifesting. A question that I know I'm probably going to get, and then we can wrap this up, Nat, is how should you manifest when you find that you're in a dark place in your life? This is honestly when I think it's the best time to implement this. It can really pull you out of the dark place. But you know, if someone is depressed, or if someone has, you know, I've talked about this with you, with me, is with disordered eating and disordered thoughts about eating and food and, you know, anxiety, depression, like how do you pull yourself out of that dark place and implement manifestation when it literally seems impossible.
Yeah. Just knowing, just recognizing it at first is like the most important thing, like recognizing where you are and just knowing that it's going to pass. Like it's definitely not, like nothing lasts forever. It will pass. And do things that make you feel good and like find those things. And just knowing it will ultimately like make you a stronger person. And what am I going to learn from this? Like asking yourself that, like, what is this showing me? Like those kinds of things.
It is teaching you something. Like any struggle that you're going through is showing itself for a reason. And you have to trust that the universe put that in your path for a reason to teach you something. So learning to let go and accept what it is, but also accepting, like you said, that it's not going to last forever is really huge. And recognizing it, recognizing that you have control over something that you feel helpless to is really, really powerful. Mm-hmm. Also recognizing that you have to want to get better too. Like if you're depressed, you have to want to be not depressed in order to fix yourself and to get okay. And something that's weird with that is like people become so accustomed to depression. I'm speaking from like personal experience in like middle school when I went through a little funk. You know, you become so dependent on this one emotion that envisioning a life where you no longer have it is almost scary to you. But you have to trust the universe that the other side of being happy and no longer having that crutch of depression is so much better, and that you're going to thank yourself. It's hard to pull yourself out of a dark place, but you have to want to change from within. And implementing things such as meditation and being alone with your thoughts, which is really scary to people that are scared of their thoughts. But once you allow your thoughts when you're alone with them, and once you realize that you don't give power to them, that's when you can start to change everything.
Definitely. Just like trusting that there is like a higher purpose than you, you know, because like your ego is going to want to like protect you and, you know, make you not scared of something. But like ultimately, like going through those things are what makes you a better person in my eyes.
Yeah. Totally.
If you're able to learn from it.
Totally. Nat, you are amazing. Is there any final words you want to leave us with?
Thank you so much for letting me share my story, and I love you.
I love you too, Natty. All right. Thank you guys so much. I'm going to take it over to me on the outro, and I'll catch you guys then. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode of Manifest with Tori D. Simone and my special guest, Nat Curry. I hope you guys all enjoyed today's episode. Be sure to leave a 5-star review, subscribe to the podcast. Be sure to join the Facebook group that is Manifest with Tori D. Simone. And yeah, guys, stay healthy, stay safe. Love you guys all so much. And I will talk to you guys next Monday. Happy Manifest Monday, guys.